The super committee may be setting itself up for a super failure. The 12-member committee, tasked with finding more than $1 trillion in cuts to the federal budget, is supposed to unveil its plan tomorrow. But all signs are pointing now to an impasse. Earlier, WTOP's Nathan Hager talked more about it with Paul Brandis, who covers the White House for West Wing Reports.
Look, it's no surprise that this has failed. Many of these lawmakers barely knew one another when they began meeting. This complete lack of personal connection and collegiality that helped Congress do its job a generation ago, it is gone. It makes it really hard, if not impossible, for these guys to sit down with a guy on the other side of the aisle and work in some kind of environment of trust and cooperation. That's the way it is now. So it just feeds this sense that most Americans have that Washington is broken. And that's why the citizenry, I think, holds Congress in such glaring contempt. I think their approval is 8 or 9% now.
Yeah, but they've had 3 months to work, and they've been working behind closed doors. The atmosphere you mentioned was supposed to be mitigated by the fact that they weren't going to have the media and the public looking in on what they were doing. Why didn't that work out?
Well, the media and the public were looking in thanks to a series of leaks on both sides. So that air of secrecy lasted for about, a day or two, I think. So, look, this thing, I think, really was, as you say, doomed from the very beginning. And where we go from here is anybody's question. I mean, the implications are just enormous, not just for 2012, but for the economy and for consumers at large.
Well, let's talk first about the implications for the election. Where do you see this shaking out for the president and for the GOP?
Well, the goal here was $1.2 trillion in cuts over the next decade, which in and of itself is not much. Republicans say they offered to raise about $300 billion in revenue by closing loopholes and such, but only if the Bush tax cuts were made permanent, which actually would have cost a lot more than that $300 billion. So the Democrats say, look, that's just completely disingenuous. But then you have the Democrats saying that they were willing to make entitlement cuts in Medicare, but the GOP said yes, but not enough.
So real quickly, Paul, let's talk about if this impasse happens and there is no deal tomorrow, what will the impact be? I mean, I heard that some of these draconian cuts wouldn't take effect until January of next year.
Well, that's true if this budget axe falls. In the meantime, though, I think are a whole bunch of things that are probably going to sock you and I right in the wallet first and foremost. A break in your payroll taxes is probably going to run out at the end of the year. That's put an extra 2% in your pocket in the past year, by the way. That has probably helped this country prevent falling into a double dip recession. Keep in mind, consumer spending has been rising of late, probably because of the payroll tax cut. It's put more money in our pocket. Take that 2% away, and the economy, which is only growing at 2.5%, will almost certainly slow down, possibly into a recession.
And that's Paul Brandis, who covers the White House for West Wing Report.